But what does it mean? What is a soldier? When we think about an average citizen, we think about the difference. They're battle ready. Any danger, they're ready for any situation that lacks food, clothing, and shelter. They know what to do. And in the military, they have a term, baptism by fire. And of course, we understand the Holy Ghost, when he came, there were as part of tongues as of fire. And we think that it doesn't sound like a big deal. The apostles were afraid they were in the upper room, but that was a very difficult inner struggle for them. They lacked the strength, as all of us lack strength. They were human as you and I. They thought very earthly thoughts as you and I, until the Holy Ghost instructed them, until they were given the gifts and fruits of the Holy Ghost. And so it's important for us to understand that we need to have that same disposition, determination, that same perseverance. They persevered for 9 days waiting for the Holy Ghost. In a world full of impatience, in a world full of, I want it now. We need spiritual gifts or fruits. When we need strength, we need to pray and leave it to God. Not worry about what's going on, other than giving ourselves motive to pray. That's the important thing. And we want to use every opportunity to plan ahead. Soldiers in battle, if they have an objective, they have to look ahead. And so we have to look ahead and think. When there is not Mass or Sacraments, through personal circumstances or otherwise, am I going to be ready? The answer to that is not going to be then. The answer to that is in how we live our lives now. If we are keeping up with our spiritual daily exercises of meditation, mortification, our daily rosary, etc., then we will be ready. And we want to think about, we see in the gospel today, our Lord speaking of love, how he loves his apostles, and the charity there, and also the peace that he speaks of. And it's important that we understand these are among the fruits of the Holy Ghost. And the difference between the natural ideas of that, I can't say this enough. People say, oh, Father, you said this before. But I need to remind people. People forget. People haven't heard it. We get caught up in the natural idea of what virtue is, what holiness is. And it's our own little temperament that kind of guides that. If we're not careful, we need to have God's truth, not our own, in this regard. And understand, what is the difference between a natural charity, a humanistic charity that gets no reward in heaven, but it can get a reward on earth, and the supernatural charity that's done for the love of God? A peace that the world has of being okay with fallen nature and ignoring sin and the sting of conscience, deadening conscience, and the true peace of God being right with God. And so on with the rest of the gifts of the Holy Ghost and the virtues and the fruits of the Holy Ghost. To know God's truth so we can actually live our faith and acquire those things as we must to save our soul. And we can think, what happens if we're sick and we take the wrong herb or the wrong medicine that can harm us? If we pray for the wrong gift, that won't harm us, it can help us, but it won't give us what we need. Or the wrong weapon, if we have the wrong bullet for the gun that we have, it's not going to help us in battle. Or the wrong tool, we're not going to be able to do the job. So we need to know what we lack and the proper means to attain that particular gift, that particular fruit of the Holy Ghost. Then our spiritual lives are transformed. Then we are practical. We're not dealing in nebulous, misunderstood, somewhere out there ideas that we're confused about things. We can actually accomplish the work that God expects of us. And then we can be courageous as we hear courageous stories of people giving up the last possible escape route, or giving up their seat on a lifeboat, etc. That heroism, that courage, pales in comparison to what is required of each and every one of us in spiritual warfare as we move forward with our lives. The courage of the Good Samaritan, the courage of St. Martin, the martyrs who giving their lives for Christ. And make no mistake, we are all called to a martyrdom of some sort. We can't get back, sit back and let ourselves coast into heaven. As my dad always said, you've heard it before, we don't get to heaven in a rocking chair. We're either called to a dry martyrdom of dying to self daily, as St. Paul tells us, or we're doing that and God asks the ultimate sacrifice of our life. And so, again, if we are living our lives as we should, we will be ready for whatever comes. If not, then probably not. And there's a great book, very inspiring, called Martyrs of the Colosseum, written by St. Alphonsus the Glory, I believe. And it would be good to read through that and understand and be motivated and understand the relation of the gifts and fruits of the Holy Ghost into making us follow in their footsteps, suffer for Christ as needed, whether it be a job, family, whatever it is that God asks of us, that we hold to the right road, regardless of any and all inconveniences, crosses, persecutions, whatever. That is what it takes to stay on the right road, to be a true soldier of Christ. And we want to ask our Blessed Mother to help us in our training. She is the spouse of the Holy Ghost. She knows the heart of God best. She knows where we are lacking and how to get us where we need to be, to fill that void that we all lack. None of us are perfect. God knows that. And our Blessed Mother knows just the proper medicine that we can move ahead, do what we must to save our souls. And not just our own, but as God expects, each and every one of us to be a light. There are no exceptions. Jesus, meek and humble of heart. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.